live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Deb Ginsburg, who is the Capital Area Humane Society's co-chair for this year's Fur Ball. Good evening, Deb. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
I love that. We have to start with the name. Every time I talk to people about the Fur Ball, they chuckle. Was that part of the choice for the reason for the name? Because it just makes you smile.
I think it makes everybody smile. It's part of a national campaign that a lot of humane societies hold, but I love the name.
I do too. Every now and then someone thinks they're real clever and cute and kind of starts hacking their, you know, and I said, no, not that kind of a fur ball. This one raises money for a great cause. This one does.
This one does raise money for a great cause.
Tell us, tell us about where and when the fur ball is this year. Coming up.
Coming up. This is our 8th annual. This year we're going to be Saturday evening, April the 16th, at the Eagle Eye Golf Club. And Eagle Eye has just absolutely been wonderful to us. They not only host our event there, but they let us bring our dogs.
Well, and go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's what makes this one so special. You can actually get dressed up, black tie optional. You're welcome to wear your tux. We'll have lint rollers available.
Yes, we will.
But you can actually bring your dog, and the dog can have the night of their lives, can't they?
They have absolutely probably more fun than we do. We have a doggy spa. Oh, and the doggy spa is fabulous. They get a special doggy dinner. They get light grooming, they get played with, all kinds of fun going on back there. And then, as you know, because you are going to be one of our MCs, we host a doggy parade, which means they all come into the main dining room and they are paraded across the stage. And this year we have about a 35-foot runway that they will come down, and they are on screen for everyone to, of course, ooh and ah over their dog, their neighbor's dog, or whatever dog comes across that you like. We feature some of our dogs from the shelter that evening as well. And it's a lot of fun. I think the dogs have a lot more fun than we do.
Well, I think so, too. And, you know, people love their pets. I mean, love their dogs. Now, the thought, and so people don't think we're trying to exclude cats. Cats are just a little more difficult to bring into this kind of a social situation. So it's not done on purpose. It's done for their safety and well-being.
Absolutely. In fact, we last year, the poster pet for the Fur Ball event was an adorable black and white cat. He was just gorgeous. And the folks who owned him brought him to the event. And I have never seen a more self-assured cat. I'm here to tell you that your cat or my cat would probably have thought they were in purgatory, but this guy really had a good time. But I don't encourage it.
No, we've decided, like you said, for everybody's benefit, it's safer if it's just the dogs. It's not a snub on purpose. It's for their well-being. Tell everyone who will share the stage with me for the Pampered Pooch Parade.
Oh, it's going to be Jason Colthorpe. From WILX TV 10.
And if that's not fun, I don't know what is. So the two of us are going
to... If that's not enough to get you to buy a ticket, I don't know what is.
Well, we'll keep going with that. The other events of the evening, there's dinner, there's dancing, there's live and silent auctions. And I've unfortunately, because of the timing of this show, I haven't been able to attend many meetings this year. But boy, the items on silent auction and live auction are pretty impressive.
They absolutely are. We have a lot of really good things this year, which I think everybody will enjoy. We always have a great selection of art. The artists in this community have been extremely generous with the Humane Society. And I don't know if your listeners are aware or not, Cheryl, but the only money that the Humane Society receives is money from funding. We don't get anything from any other source, government, any state, federal monies. It's all money that gets raised in our community that goes to support these animals. I mean, what an opportunity to give. We're giving animals a second chance. A lot of these little creatures would never get the second chance without the money that we raise and give to the shelter.
Well, and that is so important, and that was next on my list to talk to you about. All of the proceeds do go to the Humane Society, and as you said, not supported in any other way other than generous donations. Well, let's talk about ticket prices. It's $100 per person.
Which is a pretty reasonable evening.
When you consider everything happening, yeah, dinner and dancing and all of the events going on. And again, remember, it's not going somewhere else. It's all going right to the Capital Area Humane Society. $50 for your pampered pooch that you may bring along.
Absolutely.
And if you're feeling like it, you can sponsor a table of eight for $1,250, and that's a bargain.
It is absolutely a bargain. In fact, our dog spa is starting to fill up quickly. As you know, Cheryl, it's a pretty popular event. So if you are planning to come this year and you wanted to bring your pooch, I would get my reservation in now. We're sure you've got a spot.
Absolutely. What kind of crowds do you get over the years? You know from experience and your amazing involvement in this project over the years, it's a pretty good crowd and a lot of money is raised.
A lot of money is raised, and which is only because of our generous community. But this event started fairly small and has grown and grown. And in probably the last 5 or 6 years that I have been involved, we've seen it probably almost double. Last year, I think we seated around 340 people for dinner. Wow. And our goal is a little loftier this year. We'd like to have 400 people. And it is such a great event. Ladies, you don't have to bring your date in a tux. He's more than welcome to wear it if he'd like to, but he's perfectly comfortable in a suit. Not a problem at all. And you don't have to have the long, sparkly dress unless you'd like to. Cocktail dress is perfectly fine.
We're thinking alike. I was just going to say to people, don't be scared by black tie optional. We can certainly go cocktail dress
not.
In a suit and tie. So
I think I'm wearing cocktail this year. I don't know about you.
Well, we'll sit here and talk about what we're going to wear then, Deb. It's an event the community looks forward to. The sponsorships are amazing as always. Couldn't do it without them as well.
Yes, Mercantile Bank and Soldens are our signature sponsors this year. And unlike years in the past, we've had several new sponsors come on board, Key of Lansing being one of them, Option One Credit Union, that weren't on board with us last year. And we're very, very excited to welcome them this year and hope that some others will get involved as well.
Well, and as,
not as, late to call.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not too late for that. As we know, sponsors get involved, and they look at their budgets carefully as well, and they get involved when they realize it's for a good reasons and for all the right reasons. So that speaks well of the Furball Committee and the Capital Area Humane Society.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. I can't thank you enough for letting us come on and talk a little bit about the event. I think it's going to be a real special evening. I hope that you will consider coming, and even if you don't have a dog to bring.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be doing the doggy parade, and I'll be supporting, and happy to buy a ticket for it as well. It's just the right thing to do in our community. Deb, I thank you so much. We will have some folks on from the Humane Society next week as well, talk about some different aspects of all of this. I thank you for your time this evening.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Deb Ginsburg, who is co-chair of this year's Capital Area Humane Society Furball, April 16th at Eagle Eye. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.